where we opt out of the BBC World Service to start the new working week here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. Farming Today will be hearing about the storm of protest on social media over additives fed to cows to reduce methane emissions. That's coming up at 5:45 after our prayer. Before that, we have the Shipping Bulletin and News Briefing. But first, let's hear from Lauren Laverne.
Desert Island Discs is back with a new series.
I saw people going, hey, son, come here. Sonny, come here. No, hey, son, sit with us. I'm thinking, who the hell is this guy? And then I turn around. It was like that Tony and Maria moment.
My castaways include Cher, former England manager Gareth Southgate, and composer Mark Anthony Turnage.
One guy said to the other guy, what twisted person would write this sort of rubbish? And I felt like, put my hand up and go, it's me.
We begin with the comedian Mark Steele.
I was living in a squat, so if you had floorboards in your living room, ooh!
Desert Island Discs with me, Lauren Laverne. Available now on BBC Sounds.
Now here's Thomas Schaffernacker.
Jane, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 2nd of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Irish Sea, Malin, Bailey, Fair Isle, and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High Iceland, 1,026. Expected Faroes, 1,024 by midnight tonight. The air forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Southwesterly, 4 at first. In South Utsira and Southeast, 40s. Otherwise, northerly, 6 to gale 8. Occasionally, severe gale 9, except in 40s. Rain, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southwest, 4 to 6 at first, except in Cromarty and Forth. Otherwise, north or northwest, 6 to gale 8. Decreasing 2 to 4 later in Cromarty, Forth and Tyne. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Dover, Wight, Portland, Plymouth. Southwest at first in Dover, otherwise west or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, southeast Fitzroy, northwesterly 3 to 5, thundery showers, moderate or good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sol, northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later, showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Irish Sea, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then southeast 4 to 6 later in Fastnet. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, north 4 or 5, becoming variable 3, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Malin, becoming variable 3, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northeast, veering southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, north 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, north 5 to 7, becoming variable 4, then southeast 5 to 7 later. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2, then southeasterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Snow showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And on to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by east 7, recent rain, 13 miles, 1,011, rising quickly. Stornoway, north by west 5, recent drizzle, 8 miles, 1,014, rising more slowly. Lerwick, north 4, 16 miles, 1,007, rising. Lucas, north by east 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 1,005, rising. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1005, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west southwest 6, 5 miles, 1012. Jersey, west by north 4, rain, 9 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west 6, 1014. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 5, 13 miles, 1017, rising slowly. Valentia, northwest by north 3, slight showers, 14 miles, 1019, now falling. Ronald's Way, west northwest 4, slight rain, 19 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Malinhead, north by west 7, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1012, rising. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, a strong showery north to northwesterly airflow already affecting the north and west, will spread southeastwards to all areas during Monday. Then pressure will rise from the west, with the showers and strong winds easing off later in the day and overnight. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain at first in south, otherwise showers, becoming wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, perhaps wintry in far north. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Westerly, 3 or 4 at first, except in far north, otherwise northerly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwest 3 or 4, varying north or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 again later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 4 or 5, veering northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, later near eastern Norfolk. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to South Sea Bill, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, veering northerly 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West, veering northwest, 4 to 6, veering north, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest, 5 or 6, veering north or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, becoming fair later. Good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwesterly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, then decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering north 4 to 6, then east or southeast 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. North or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, then veering southeast later and decreasing 2 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north 5 to 7, veering northeast 3 to 5, then veering south or southeast later. Showers, turning wintry for a time, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale late at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers turning to sleet or snow, moderate or good, occasionally poor. That's the shipping bulletin.
Thanks, Thomas. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 2nd of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. President Biden has issued an official pardon for his son, Hunter, saying raw politics has infected his criminal cases. The MasterChef presenter Greg Wallace is facing criticism for his response to allegations about his behaviour. In business, the boss of the car-making giant Stellantis has resigned. And in sport, Terry Griffiths, the former world snooker champion, has died, aged 77. President Biden has issued an official pardon for his son, Hunter. He was convicted earlier this year of lying about his drug use when he bought a gun, and he had also pleaded guilty in a separate tax evasion trial. The US president said his son had been selectively and unfairly prosecuted because of his status. The president-elect, Donald Trump, called the pardon a miscarriage of justice. Sarah Krissoff, a former US federal prosecutor, says Mr. Biden has acted as a father.
This is not an uncommon thing. It happens. President Biden had said over and over again he wasn't going to do this, but I had surmised a few months ago that this was likely going to happen. He put his family first. I'm not surprised by that, despite the statements he made publicly that he wasn't going to do this.
A joint statement by the UK, the United States, France and Germany has called for a de-escalation by all parties in Syria. There have been airstrikes by the country's air force and Russian warplanes against rebel positions in and around Aleppo in the northwest of the country. The opposition-run rescue service, the White Helmets, says at least 25 people have been killed. The MasterChef presenter Greg Wallace is facing criticism for saying complaints about his behaviour have come from a handful of middle-class women of a certain age. One woman who worked with him on a game show has told BBC News the comments showed that he hadn't learnt his lesson. Mr. Wallace's lawyers have strongly denied that he engages in sexually harassing behaviour. Mark Borkowski, an expert in crisis PR, says he would have advised against Mr. Wallace posting the video containing the comments.
One is in the middle of a sort of a media firestorm in the middle of it. You know, it's time to be reflective, I suppose. It's time really to choose your words very carefully. It's a time to remain silent. And unfortunately, I don't think he's got a critical friend in his camp who perhaps challenged him on this decision, you know, really to throw a certain amount of petrol on a fire.
France's parliament is facing a crucial budget vote which could potentially trigger a no-confidence vote in the Prime Minister, Michel Barnier, later this week. His government could be brought down by the far-right National Rally, which has the most seats in parliament, if he opposes the party's demands or tries to force through the budget without a vote.